banks back. It's been broken out.
It's a double standard.
They've got it.
Let's get started. Like to welcome everyone out to our Mount Pleasant City Council meeting, 10th of January, 2023. 6:30 regular meeting. We'll start off tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance being led by Russell and the opening prayer by Ron.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear Father in heaven, we give thee thanks at this time for the bounteous blessing of all this snow we've been receiving in our mountains and in our valleys. We're so grateful for being able to call Mount Pleasant home. This time we pray for our law enforcement and employees of this city that make this place such a great place to live, that they may have their blessings upon them, and we may continue to have thy protection upon us and continue to have thy blessings of abundance here. And we pray for thy guidance as we do our best to make decisions for this great city. And we pray that all those who traveled here tonight may return home safely and find that all's well. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Start with the roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
All right. Next is approval of minutes of our December 13th, 2022 regular city council meeting at 6:30.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for 13th December 2022, the regular city council meeting.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Russell, seconded by Ronnie, to approve the minutes of the December 13th, 2022 regular city council meeting at 6:30 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our transaction register dated 12-1 of 2022 to 12-31 of 2022 in the amount of $20.91.
I'll make a motion we approve the transaction register 12-01-2022 to 12-31-2022 in the amount of $20.91.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn, to approve the transaction register dated 12-1-2022 to 12-31-2022 in the amount of $20.91. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Olin.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Next is the approval of our claims register dated 12-10 of 2022 to 1-6 of 2023. An amount of $1,082,159.67.
Ooh. That's when you miss a council meeting.
Now we bought some water, too.
Yeah.
That was what he
bought some water?
Yeah.
Water rights.
For that irrigation, you know.
You're starting fire. I'm sorry.
You have to go on that.
Anybody has any questions, I'll make a motion to accept invoice register dated 12-10-2022 to 1-6-2023. Amount of $1,082,159.67. $82,159.67. Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Russell, to approve claim register dated 12/10/2022 to 1/6/2023 in the amount of $1,082,159.67. Roll call.
No, I haven't had time to go all over all of it, so. That's okay, just keep going.
Are you running?
Take more time.
Yeah, no.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Next, requisitions. We have requisition number 10920230945 to Energy Management for $27,050. Looks like it's some generator repairs and batteries.
Okay, I know it comes out to be a kind of a shocker, if I say, but I have some, I don't know what you want to call it, but I put some numbers together in my spare time. And to kind of see where we're sitting on our hydros and how much we're actually saving. Is this the time to do it, or do you want me to wait?
No, you're good, go.
Okay. So, and I can provide you guys with this information, I'll just tell it to you all.
So one question, I guess, on this here, is this one particular hydro?
This is for Unit 4, this is the big hydro.
Okay.
Right there. And so we did the bearings 5 years ago, it's time to do them again.
Is that the one down here?
No, this is the one right up the canyon, it's the big cinder block.
Okay.
One right up the canyon, yeah. So that's our biggest hydro, we can go up to 1.3 meg. So, and so with the water we're seeing, I want to make sure we capture what we can. And so that's why we're looking at the request right here. We did budget $30,000, as you can see in the requisition, for hydro repairs. So that will cover Unit 4. We're still looking at Unit 2. I don't know if I mentioned when Riverside was down here, one of the spokes on the old wheel snapped off. And so they had to pull the whole generator out. And it's, and they're, and why it's out, I'm like, let's go through the whole thing. It hasn't been gone through in the 20 years I've been here. We have to pull it out anyways, let's go through the whole thing, check the wiring, repaint it, and just, because I know on that hydro, there's a high neutral current, and I don't know where that neutral current is. And so hopefully, they can kind of figure something out, yeah. So that's kind of where we're sitting on Unit 2. This is Unit 4. And so with it, we got to replace the bearings. We have the bearings, a spare set, and they're ready to go. Energy Man will come down and replace those bearings on site. And then why we have it down, I want them to look into that speed increaser. Because what that speed increaser does, it takes it from the pressure, the whatever the stream of the water is, and it increases up to 1200 RPMs. And so they have to replace the seals on that. It's flipping oil everywhere. And it's always been.
So is that all in this bid here?
Yes. And it's always been a pain in the butt since I've been here, this speed increaser. And so that includes replacing the seals, and then I asked Josh, the guy I'm working with, to actually look at the gear mesh inside and make sure everything's good that way, why they have it tore apart. And so that's kind of what they're kind of dealing with it. And then they have to come down and align it and everything. So that's what that cost includes. Also, I want to make sure that our vibration guy, PDM, is here when we align it also. And so we can get a reading right from the start of what those bearings are, you know.
So you got the faces to do.
Yeah, faces, yeah. So that's kind of what it. So I do have some numbers here, and okay, on this, on per month, if you want to do it per month on our hydros, this last year, Unit 1's been down, waiting for parts on it. I'm not worried, but I think we might have to do a major overhaul on it, because the parts are just too old.
Obsolete.
Obsolete, that's a 1930.
Is that the one that Exciter?
That's, yes, yeah. And so we might, so I'm looking at options, and I've been talking to Springville, Sean Black from there, because he's kind of knows quite a bit about the hydros, and see what we can do, maybe go to a brushless Exciter or something like similar to that. So we're looking at those options. And I'm also looking into grants to see if we can get some of that money to cover the cost of these hydros, because the money's out there, we just got to go and find it. And so with, so unit two, with it being down, we saved a total over the year $1,747. But then you go to unit three, savings, wait, no, sorry, I told you wrong. That's $1,707 per month. Over a 12-year period, it adds up to $20,000 that we saved. And just to tell you, in the year 2022, the average cost of our power was at 8 cents. You take everything in there. And the highest month was September. And that's when we hit a new peak, was in September. And that's at 12 cents. And so so I'm going off the 8 cents on this. So come out for a year savings, $20,000 for unit two. Unit three, which we did a bunch of overhaul on it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that, it's $60,000 a year at 8 cents. And then unit four is $268,000 a year that it saves us. And so it really puts it in perspective how valuable these hydros are if you're going off the price that we have to go out on the market and buy. And so to me, $27,000, not a problem.
Peanut.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll be good. Well, that's 5 years. We'll get 5 years out of those bearings, the roller bearings. So that's just to put it in perspective. And so I'll get this to you guys, so you guys can kind of look it over, kind of what, and I have it broke down on even more than that, and I thought it was pretty interesting what we kind of come up with. Okay.
I'll make a motion for requisition number 109202-30945 to Energy Management in the amount of $27,050.
I'll second it.
Yeah, okay, a motion by Sam, seconded by Paul to approve requisition 109202-30945 to Energy Management in the amount of $27,050. Roll call.
Sam?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Next is requisition 106202-30350 to SD Myers for $2,669.
That's all the testing I know they do on the transformers.
Yeah, it's transformers test.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We approve requisition number 106202-31350 in the amount of to SD Myers in the amount of $3,669.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn to approve requisition 106202-31350 to SD Myers for $3,669. Roll call?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Any questions on that requisition?
Just transformer stuff, right?
Testing. This is, we're getting a base. So we have that new transformer energized, ready to go and everything. But I wanted to make sure that we had a base starting point from SD Myers before we actually put roll on it and everything. So that's where we're kind of sitting on that.
Yep. Okay, any other requisitions on this? That's all I got in my packet. So. Next, I'd like to have Shay come forth. Six County Administration Program that they're proposing.
Where you want me?
Might be easier there. You've got to, kind of got a table. They can hear you better too in the audience.
Thanks for having me. I've got some here. I'm Shay. I work for Six County. For the last couple of years, I've been a regional planner there. So we mostly worked on general plans, a little bit of ordinance updates, and then I've managed a grant program called CDBG. And then our other planner, Tyler Timmons, he manages CIB, or the Permanent Community Impact Board. So about a year ago, Six County had this idea, kind of molded around with some others, to start a city administrator program. The reasoning behind it is just to be able to provide more value for the 49 communities that we cover. So of the 49 that we cover, probably only 5 or 6 have a true city administrator. This is someone that comes in, manages the personnel, the budgets, or works with the finance director to do budgets, works on taxes and revenues, does employee evaluations, helps with ratification of hires, acts as your purchasing agent, that type of thing. And so we wanted to be able to find a way to provide this service for the remainder of the communities in our region that can't afford a full-time city administrator. So a true city administrator is quite costly. It's somewhat of a new profession, but the good ones in the state, and specifically in our region, are making upwards of $130,000+ a year in salary. So a lot of our small towns can't afford that. So the idea here is to share that person, or hire a few of those people at the AOG level, and then some of the towns will be able to use that person and their services without having to pay for that full salary and benefits. So our initial idea with this was to have the towns pay into the program to help pay for that person, and then we would either do a task-based system or an hour-based system. Recently, this program has caught more traction, and now there's a line item in the governor's budget for it. So the AOG is set to receive $300,000, I believe, if it is approved in this next legislative session. We'll find out probably in May or June for sure on that money. So if we get that money, we don't anticipate charging communities quite as much or not at all for the program. If we don't get that money, we will likely fall back to the original model that we come up with, where towns and cities can pay into the program to receive those services. So I am moving over from planning to start this pilot program. We're going to pilot it. We'll be the only AOG in the state piloting this program. So we're going to pilot. We've also hired Seth Atkinson from Nephi City. He's their city administrator. On part-time, he will serve essentially as my mentor in the program. Any topics that I don't have the expertise to cover, say that I came to a city council meeting and you guys had a big question on some grant funding or a revenue source or a tax that we needed to vote on or something like that, and I didn't feel competent enough to answer that question for you, I would take notes on that. I would go consult with Seth and then bring that answer back to your next city council meeting, that type of thing. The reason I'm coming to you tonight, we've chosen 4 communities in our region to run this pilot, you being one of those communities, so we'd like to work with you in the pilot program. There will be no charge to any of the communities in the pilot program. This is to run from January through the end of June, and then if we get that money from the legislature, we would ramp it up in July and likely hire more staff and add more communities to it. But moving forward, if you would like to be one of the pilot communities, which we would hope you would, where there's no cost and we're trying to provide value to you, we would likely either come to a work session. Myself and Seth Atkinson from Nephi would come to a work session and work with you and do somewhat of a needs assessment, find out what your biggest needs are, what you need help with. Of course, you have some good staff already, but there's never enough money to pay for everything that the towns and the cities need in rural Utah. And so we would look to provide value in areas that you're not having staff fill already, or work with staff that to maximize capacity in some of those other areas. So, questions for me on this program?
So are we talking about an individual or a committee?
Sure.
Yeah. It's Shay. Shay would be that person.
So I'll be
our city manager.
As a, have you decided on how much time you would spend in the four pilots, or how you're going to divide that up? Or?
Yeah, so I'm going to go into a full-time, I'm flipping over from
right.
Time to full-time, and we're not going to do it hour-based, we're going to do it task-based. So, like I said, if you needed help with additional revenue sources, we'd come in and look at all your taxes, and we'd find and say, oh, hey, these guys aren't utilizing a telecommunications tax to pull revenue from the gas station in town, or whatever it might be, something like that. And then we would work on it from there. And so if you'd like, we can come to all your city council meetings, we can come to work sessions, we can come to your P&Zs if the planning and zoning needs more assistance. It's really whatever needs the town or the city has. So like I said, we would like to do a needs assessment, come in and talk in more detail after this meeting with myself and Seth, and then figure out where we can best help you guys. And so that's really the goal, is to provide value in areas that you don't have it at this time.
So would you guys write grants and all that?
Yeah, that's something we can definitely do. We can write the grants, we can search them out, we can administer the grants. That's something that I have quite a bit of experience with in planning. I was more specific to a few grant programs, but once you have written a few, you've written most of them.
So you're saying there's kind of a pilot, but is there like a contract between the county, the six county and the city?
So yeah, we'll have a scope basically that we can work on with you. It'll be fairly simple for the pilot, so it'll be something like this where we have items listed out and a cost, which for the pilot everything's listed at zero because we're not charging anything. And like we'd list out attend all city council meetings with the right to participate in discussion but not the right to vote. Just to clarify, this is not a city manager role,
right.
Where a city manager would typically have signing authority, like a mayor. This is just a city administrator, so we don't have a right to vote, we don't have a right to sign for the town. We only have a right to participate in the discussion with the council, if that makes sense. And then, like, if you wanted us to act as a purchasing agent, if you wanted us to write grants or administer a certain number of grants for you, that's something that we could do. And then a general plan update and ordinances. Obviously, our planning department already works quite a bit on general plans, but we haven't worked on a full revamp of an ordinance update. Only single ordinances is usually what we do, so this program would likely be able to do a full revamp of your ordinances if that's something you're interested in as well. So
I think that could be helpful, personally. So is this something you need? I think it sounds beneficial as a city at no cost.
My concern is we're not going to, when we need something today, we need it today. With a full-time manager, he's got the ability to make decisions right away. If we're sharing this guy with however many more communities, how much access are we going to have to him?
Yeah, we need somebody here every day to know what's going on daily. That's been our biggest problem.
This will help us to see whether or not we do need it or not.
Well,
I know we need it.
If we can get
so.
Some good grant money in. And
well, we've already got three guys writing grants, Dave and Mont and Justin.
There's a lot more grants we need to get for the fire department, especially.
It's a pre-cost. I mean, I don't. Yeah, it's a pilot program to see
in my opinion, it's just fun over at Monroe.
Yeah, 6 months.
You know, we could see.
Most likely it'll get funded.
Yeah, it's likely to be funded.
I mean, there's a. Grants in the Pirate Park, grants for Stephanie, the rec center, which the money's out there, we just gotta get it.
Right.
And there's a lot I can think of.
And to speak, just to speak to your comment, while we will be working with several communities in the pilot, we'll be working with four. It'll be myself and Seth, so Seth's on part-time, I'm on full-time. You're all welcome to call me anytime, weekends, holidays, weekdays, evenings, whenever. My office phone always forwards to my cell. I'm more than happy to answer calls, take emails off hours, so I'll be available. Yes, my time will be shared between the four, but if there's an urgent matter, I'm more than happy to jump in and help with that type of thing.
And so you also help like manage workforces and stuff like that?
We can, yeah.
Okay.
Seth definitely has more experience in that role than I do with Nephi. I think Nephi has like 42 employees right now, so they have full systems in play where they'll do employee evaluations and hiring and all that type of thing. But yes, we can help implement those systems that Nephi has put in place, or if you don't love their system structure, we can look at other structures for you, but that's something that we can do. We'll look at personnel policies and that type of thing. And of course, this is all with your approval, so everything that we do, we bring to city council meetings and we propose as an agenda item for an action vote.
And so you're more or less kind of an advisory system.
Yeah. So
you're not really in there to put things in place. You're just advised this might be a better route versus, you know, currently.
If you were in the city council meeting in a larger city that has a city administrator, somewhere like Nephi, typically they'll set a table adjacent to the council like this and provide discussion with the council on topics. Giving input on whatever's on the agenda, they should be competent with all of the items on the agenda. So if the council asks questions on any of those things, they can look to the city administrator to answer those. And of course, if you're gonna table something that comes up that wasn't on the agenda, their responsibility would be to take that, work on it in between open meetings, and then come back either in your work session or your city council meeting.
So if you're working with four other communities and you're going after a grant, and so are those other communities, how are you going to decide which community you're going to write the grant for?
Yeah, great question. So obviously, but we've been over this when we were trying to think through the program. We thought of the conflicts. I actually was at Eureka's city council meeting last night, and their attorney asked me the same question: how are you going to keep conflicts of interest separated? And my answer to that question is, we'll deal with it as it comes up, right? A lot of the communities in our region already go after similar grant programs, and in planning, we've already dealt with that. So, like, we only have the two planners. Myself, I've been in the planner role, and Tyler Timmons has been our other planner. When that $50 million matching grant fund opened up with the state, we helped or advised with close to three dozen applications on that for communities. We wrote 13, somewhere around 13, and we had seven that were funded in that one. And so we wrote all of those applications, and we did them individually with each town. There is that there, that we are working with multiple communities, but we don't try to give an unfair advantage to one or the other. We would just use the match funds that the city council is willing to put up for certain grants, and the information that we have, and we can have the council approve going after a grant or not going after. I mean, we'll be open in the process. So, yeah.
Hold up, Dave. How do you feel about that?
I
There he goes.
Just got out of the order.
I was glad you asked that.
Yeah, I mean, he's one.
Yeah.
Him and Mott and these other people that's running these departments now.
Yeah, I wish we knew a little, yeah. This kind of got blindsided on this and so.
I guess I'm at a point where I want to ask what my role is. I feel like I've put in 15 years asking at times for a lot less money than a guy doing two jobs than a guy doing one full-time job 7 miles down the road. With the assumption that at some point, council members said, hey, just hang in there. One day you will be the city administrator. And so I care about making sure, okay, do we have a road plan? Do we have sewer plans? Do we have water plans? And not that maybe we're going this way, but if we are, I want to talk about a fair compensation then. Because I have came in on weekends, at holidays, to make sure that grant applications have gone in. I don't feel like I have a consistent job description. He talks about the roles of like being a de facto city planner and worrying about so many things and phone calls on weekends. If you're sick or vacation, you're just...
That might be a great benefit to start with then with this gentleman, is job descriptions for everybody. Because I can tell you now, the city's, for everybody's job description's a mess.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't think anybody should take, I don't think anybody needs to take this personally. I don't think it's a personal threat to anybody. I think this is an option that, you know...
But the thing is too, is I've asked Dave, and nothing against Dave here, I've asked Dave to get some funds and money, grants, for the fire department. And the only one that I know of is the one that him and Mayor did for the substation, for the COVID. And so I've been trying to take on that responsibility, but I can't with everything that's going on. I mean, we got, now that my biggest issue is now that they put me on the executive committee of UMS, that takes a lot of time. And I've put a lot on my foreman's shoulders. And I think I could utilize someone like that to write grants. I mean, we have to go after this money, in my opinion. We're hurting as a power department. We have no reserves. You know, and so power prices are skyrocketing. I don't want to sell out. I just went up to to a community up Salt Lake and discussed with them, you know, because they're considering selling out for Rocky Mountain Power. And so I gave them the same spill I did here. And so that's kind of where things are going right now. And so if Dave doesn't have the time or can't do the grants, we got to get somebody that can. So.
Well, I guess my question is, you know what, after the pilot program, what's the cost?
Yeah, so great question. If we get that money from the legislature, the cost will be very minimal for towns or no cost at all. If we don't get the money from the legislature, costs could range anywhere from 10 grand to 25 grand, depending on the scope that you would agree upon with us. So if you had, and maybe this is a great point to bring up now too, so if you were to go and hire Dave or whoever for a city administrator, and you still needed additional grant writing services, that's totally fine. So in this program, you could hire us solely just to search out, write, and administer grants. That's totally within the scope of the program. So we're not saying, I mean, we're more than willing to come in and be a full-time city administrator for the city or town. But if you have other people, like someone like Richfield, they already have a city administrator. They may hire us on in this program just to write grants for them. And you could do the same thing. So, and just to give some kudos to Dave, I mean, he's been great to work with on our side. he has worked with me on multiple grants.
Yeah, Shay, it seems like I would like working with you too.
I have nothing against him at all. We're not trying to take anybody's job, and we're more than happy to come in and help with whatever we need help with. So we can come in and do a full city administrator service, or we can come in and just help with grants. We can come in and help with grants and revenue sources, whatever it is the town needs. That's what this program is to provide, just to provide value in those gaps that we might have. So.
And I think the advisory part of it would be really good, because everybody's kind of, I mean, we need to go with something that, you know, that nobody's, you know, it's a neutral thought, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, for right now, being a free program, I think it'd be dumb not to, in my opinion, but.
Yeah, free program for 6 months, like I said, if you only want the grant writing services and like a personnel policy written up and evaluated with you, we can put that in the scope, and that's what we'll do, and stay away from everything else.
I think we need some advice. I think we need some advisory, some help with our employees.
Well, I think it's also nice to have somebody from the outside come in.
Yes.
As a neutral.
I do too, that's what it's, yeah.
So Justin, do you, are you more or less, you write grant for the CRDA, or do you write grants for the city too?
I write grants for a lot of different communities. I usually get paid for it.
It's all about the buck, I know, I'm just.
No, but don't take that the wrong way. I'm not here soliciting you take my services over.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying that we write, and historically it's been not uncommon for the engineering firm to pursue the grants, especially through the Division of Drinking Water. I guess when you say write grants, I'm looking more at where you have to actually write a grant. Most of the things we do are just applications for funding. We do get into Bureau of Reclamation, where Water Smart grants do take a little bit more technical writing and a little bit more effort, and we've done those. We have been successful. So I don't think there's anything wrong with having another resource to help find grants. I mean, it doesn't hurt anything to have somebody available to help do that, and also to be kind of a third party, I guess, advisory to help. Because sometimes I've sat in your seat, and sometimes we get emotionally caught up in things, and we sometimes have a hard time backing away from that and looking at things more pragmatically or objectively. And so I think that there's some benefit and value in having that resource. So, but I don't know if I answered your question or not.
Yeah, you did. You helped me a bunch right there. What you're saying is $25,000 a month worth it to these other departments, like Shane and the fire department, people that.
Well, that cost would be annually, not monthly.
Well, annually, yeah.
And I think you'd have to look at it as a case by case. I mean, you have JUB working for you. Maybe it makes sense for them to pursue the water quality grant rather than Six County. But it would just have to be a case by case. But with Shane's group, maybe it makes more sense to have them explore opportunities, and a lot of it depends on the level of effort of what the grant's going to take. Sometimes you may be paying a consultant $15,000 to $20,000 to prepare a grant application.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's why I wanted to pick your brain. I wanted to pick Dave's brain. I wanted to get some more input so that I better understood.
Because it's come down to the point now where I want to go out and actually find somebody to write grants, hire someone. If we're not going to, you know, utilize in-house.
Well, I just think general overall for 6 months at no cost.
Yeah, yeah,
it would be. It would let us know
if it don't work. If it don't work. Yeah, sorry, but
you know, I mean that zero money.
I mean, I just wanted to find out the ins and outs. You know, make sure we're doing the right thing, the best thing for everybody.
Sorry to interrupt, but I do think that maybe Dave has never been given really a fair shot to use his administrative skills to show what he can do. We kind of evolved into that before I left the council, that Dan was using him as an administrative assistant. I think it was working well, but with the change of administration, that kind of fell through, went to the wayside. So, I don't know. I think there's an option here that you could use the resources that you have already on staff and define some job descriptions so everybody kind of knows what's expected of them.
Great.
And then see where these guys come in and how they can fill those gaps. So, anyway, I know I don't have a place here really to talk
no,
about.
No, appreciate it. Oh, that's
one of the biggest advantages I seen when they started talking about this here is we talk about competition with other cities. That can be pros and cons because, again, like we're talking personnel issues. They've already got a personnel policy, so they can bring it to us. We can fine-tune it to our city. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're not spending a lot of money to do that times a lot of things. If they're grant writing and they're writing for another city and they say, you know, Mount Pleasant, you ought to apply for this here. They already know the ins and outs of it rather than having to have to start from scratch too, because they'll know a lot of those ins and outs. Even if they write it for another city, it's like, we recommend you guys go for it too, you know? That's one of the biggest things I seen when they proposed this.
Like I said, it's a six-month thing in my opinion. It's not permanent.
Right.
I mean, that can be decided 6 months from now.
Right.
From there, at that point, but I don't think anybody should feel threatened. I don't think anybody should, because I'm not trying to undermine your job by any means, Dave, but you know what I mean? I just, in my opinion, I think for free as an advisory, this is all it is. You've done well with budgets and everything else. I'm not discounting that at all.
Dave's overwhelmed.
You know, I just think it would be nice.
I think, but sometimes it's okay. Are you recognizing that fact, or is it? I don't know.
You know,
sometimes there's a lot of politics that come into stuff, and are you actually seeing that, or is it, you know, is there other stuff going on? You know.
Yeah, I see you overwhelmed. I see all the zoning planning questions, and I see all the legwork you're trying to do to get some of the financials put together of trying to finish off Mont's grants and things that we don't know what's going on, and we've got our city grants going on. You're trying to juggle all these balls and just...
But what I'm saying though too, like, look, I'm willing to give more. I've always said that. I want to give more. If the city is spending a dollar before we hire a $100,000 city administrator, please let me step up and give more. But before I give even more myself, you know, give me the shot to tack and the title with it. Not that I've ever, and I will never see the day before we, you know, strip a mayor of a power when he becomes a puppet. I always want to, you know, work with the mayor and the council. I don't want to see that form of government. I think it's a terrible form of government. But before we spend $100,000 on a hotshot city administrator from the outside, let me have a shot with it.
Right.
Sounds fair to me. So I make a motion that we accept the pilot program. I don't know exactly how you want to word it, but
I'll second it.
Russell's made the motion to accept the pilot program and seconded by, Russell made the motion seconded by Sam to approve six counties administration pilot program for 6 months. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronji?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Do you know the other communities? Have you talked to them yet? Or?
Yeah, so it'll be Mona, Fillmore, you, and Mona, Fillmore. You, and then we also considered Eureka, Aurora, but we kind of held off on them and that would be.
I had the Eureka text out to me last night from the city council.
The inordinate are a whole bunch different than one of the
cities.
So would you like to attend a work
probably
session?
Double.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Next work session.
We'll schedule one.
Okay. I'll follow up.
let's try and schedule it right now. want to work for people to do a work session.
I think the earliest I can get off the mountain is 6 p.m.
Do you want to do...
I'm so darn busy, I'll do it anytime everybody wants.
That schedule's just so tight, you can't... Do next Tuesday?
Hurry before golf would start.
Are you open next Tuesday? Is everybody open next Tuesday?
Want to do 6? If you said you don't...
I could be here by 6, yeah.
Who needs to be there?
Or 5 minutes after, like today.
That conflict for you?
I just need to know if I need to be here so I can make arrangements.
I've got somebody probably just to set up the recording. Basics all we need.
Just so you're aware, Seth can't make the 16th.
17th.
It would be the 17th.
Or the 17th, yeah, Seth can't make the 17th. I can make the 17th, but if you want Seth to come, which I would prefer to have...
I can say much.
We don't need to hurry on, let's...
No.
What date's good for you?
Whatever.
So probably, let me check Seth's schedule real quick so I don't tell you wrong.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be a Tuesday.
No.
Do it Thursday or Wednesday.
Whenever.
18th?
Yeah, we can do the 18th.
Would the 18th work for us?
Yep.
6 o'clock or is it later than that?
6 would be, I think, yeah.
6 o'clock.
Let's do January...
Write things down in yet.
January 18th, 6 o'clock.
I'm not good on that.
I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Feel free to call me, email me your questions in between now and the 18th, and I'll try to get Seth for you on the 18th as well.
Who do you guys want all at the meeting?
I think just us council probably beginning, so...
What do you recommend?
Typically, mayor and the council and then any other staff that you want to be involved with the program, but definitely...
So maybe, I guess you could invite the department heads.
It's going to have to be a public meeting, a public...
It should be noticed.
Yeah, it'll be noticed as a public meeting. I'd say department heads come, because then you can hear.
Okay, I mean, if it's going to be a, well, we already made, I mean, we just accepted the 6-month thing. It might be good to kind of hear where they, what they think would be a...
Their needs.
Need.
Okay. If I'm not here, Ken, I'll be here.
I think that should certainly include Dave and...
Yes. Dave and Coulter.
And then Monty might want to be involved too.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, next is some action on planning and zoning commission. They'd like to make some recommendation changes. First of all, as we was looking through our ordinances, we're supposed to have a variance hearing officer, which we do not have. So talking with Dave, we'd like to recommend that Justin Atkinson be our variance hearing officer. What this person would do is basically any variances that comes before, he would review them. What's been going on right now is the planning and zoning has been actually hearing them, and when we got into our code and realized that we were actually making mistakes by having them hear them, that we're supposed to have the variance officer hear them. So what this variance officer would do is be another source for the planning and zoning. I think it's going to be very beneficial, especially Justin's knowledge and everything else as far as things going on. And if they've got questions, they can defer it to making decisions until they've talked to the variance officer. Did I miss anything, Dave?
And we already have the hearing officer on our ordinance book, so we don't need to go that way, but we just want to update our fee schedule and probably update an administrative form to handle it, so...
So it's something that we've had on our ordinances for years and never been doing it, is what we come to realize.
Justin, you're all right with it, I'm all right with it.
Okay.
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
I'll make a motion, we approve the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation that Justin is our variance officer.
I will second that.
Okay, have a motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn, to approve the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendations to have Justin serve as a, I gotta get this, variance.
He doesn't want to bring it up right here.
Hearing officer.
Variance hearing officer, yeah, there you go. All right, roll call.
Chris, sorry.
Lynn.
Aye.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Ronji.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Also on those same lines of the planning and zoning, I talked to Brett Mickelson, and he's willing to fill the vacancy we have on the Planning and Zoning Commission right now, so just, as long as you guys approve of it, he will step up and take over the empty spot that was left by Jason.
I think he'll be good. I think he'll do a good job. I do too.
So I guess it's, if everybody's in favor of that, because that's something we don't get to take hold on. It's just supposed to be approved by you guys, so if everybody's in favor of that one, we'll put Brett on there as the vacant spot that we have.
I'd support that.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Everybody's in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next, Carbon Free Power Project, Shane.
All right, we've got a lot going on when it comes to that. I just wanna, if you guys got a schedule of, down in Ephraim this time for the Carbon Free Power Project. If you guys can make it, great, that'd be awesome, because they're gonna go over, start from the first, basic, go up. I actually asked them to print out, a list of acronyms that we use, and so we know exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And so I have that list, so I'll be sending you guys a bunch of information, emailing you some information of kind of what's been going on and what we have to do. Right now, there currently is an off-ramp period, till February 17th, if we wanna get out of the project or not. And so that's why I wanna provide you guys with enough information to look over that information and kind of see what's going on and what's happening. So February 17th is the deadline that we have to have the new resolution approved. Right now, for Mount Pleasant City, we're sitting at 3 megawatts of this Carbon Free Power Project. It's still on schedule to come online December of 2029. One of the biggest things that's a concern is, for everyone, is subscription. And that's something that they're really gonna focus on, New Scale. UAMPS was kind of doing the subscription before, but now it's a New Scale project, and New Scale's gonna kind of take that on and kind of go see if we can get the project subscribed. If we can't get subscribed by the end of 23, the project fails. It has to be at least 80% to keep moving forward.
So you're saying subscribe, so it's 80% failed?
Yes, just 80, yeah, so out of the 426 megawatts, it's got the 80% filled to keeping the project going. Honestly, I think UAMPS could probably fill the rest of it, but we do have some cities that in UAMPS that have kind of walked away, bigger cities, which I was surprised about. But there are also a lot of other cities that walked away. They are looking and coming back because they can't. There's not a lot out there. Not a lot out there that's fulfilling this base load needs. And so that's kind of where we're sitting on it. So we have to look. So I was thinking if we could maybe adopt a resolution if we're going to increase our entitlement share or decrease our entitlement share. If we're going to walk away from the project, if we're going to stay in the project. So I think we can make, if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to see that decision made on the 14th. Is it the 14th, Jeannie?
Yeah, 14th of February.
14th of February.
We were going to talk about that too.
Valentine's.
It's Valentine's night, so if we're going to have to change that one, or if everybody's okay to come, or...
It's a Tuesday.
You better change it.
Yeah, we might be all right.
Yeah, figure it out. You got a good woman.
I'm leaving on the couch.
So that was one thing I was going to bring up.
It's good to get home. When you get home, that's another story.
Could we do it on Wednesday, the next night? Doesn't have to be a Tuesday, does it?
I don't think so, as long as you have your notice for it and the time.
Do we have to change anything if we change it to another night?
You would have to definitely notice it, because your annual schedule states that it's every second and fourth.
So you just have to make notice.
So that mean that we'd have to notice it in the paper?
Probably.
Or just on the open website, or on the...
Probably just on the public notice website, I just do it with plenty of notice, so people...
And the next council meeting, what, 24th?
Yeah.
So you can even make a decision on the 24th, if we're ready, if you guys are ready to...
It'd be the 28th, because the 10th, and then 2 weeks later would be the 28th.
Yeah, 28th, yeah, sorry.
There you go.
So I didn't get a schedule, but is this, Jackie will probably send an email out for these meetings.
Yeah, if you guys want to...
I have one in your packet.
Should have, I have one in my packet.
Here, you have mine, I've got the...
I went all the way through it.
I did, George.
You can have it.
That's all.
So ours is...
Jackie usually sends me an email.
So it's going to be an E from at Senior Citizens Center, January 23rd at 6:00 PM. So, and that's for our region, for Fairview, Mount Pleasant, not Mount Ty, but Ephraim. And we might have a few other there.
If you wanted a free lunch, you could go January 19th at Fairview.
So, yeah, so if you're going to be able to make it, if you guys want RSVP, or if you want me to RSVP in your, for you, just let me know, so...
I'll go.
Put me down too, I'll go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can put me down for it, I'd like to go to them.
Yeah.
They're very informational.
So I have a quick question, Jane.
Yeah.
All right, from what I understand, when we subscribe to this project, we're locked into the rates we're paying today when they finish the project in 2029?
That's kind of where we're sitting, and that's what I want to discuss next, where we're sitting on. Because we did have an ECT failure, and water came down to $58 per megawatt hour.
Right.
With the way things rates are going, what, 200 basis points or something like that, I can't remember. I'll send you some talking points.
Okay.
Put something together for you to kind of explain kind of where we're sitting. Right now, just so you know, DCR establishes a new ECT target. It was at, we started at 55, went to 58, now we're at 89. And so it is, but I'm taking in consideration the way the economy is now. And they kind of broke this down percentage-wise, like fabricated steel's gone up 54%. Carbon steel piping, 106%. Electrical equipment, 25%. Fabricated structure steel increased, well, sorry, 70%. Copper wire and cable increased 32%. And so everything has skyrocketed, you know, inflation and all that. And so you got to take into consideration. So right now, we're sitting at $89 per megawatt hour in 2022 dollars. So that's where we're sitting at. So who's to say what by 2029, where things are going to be sitting? And so that's something to take, to really think about. You know, our, I mean, we raised our, yeah, we got our rates up to 9 cents. Which still ain't enough. And we're not the only ones. The utility I met with today, they're in the process of raising their rates. And they're looking at going 18%. And so...
The thing too with those rates is, everybody's got to understand, Rocky Mountain raised theirs 1.5 cents per kilowatt.
1.5 cents per kilowatt hour.
Back in July.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so it's something to consider. This, material I was meeting with, discussing the sellout and all that and everything. You know, that